ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, 33 plus years now, you're inside looking to the world of combat sports. This hour, we'll talk a little boxing with the retired HBO Godfather. That's right, the one and only, the Hall of Famer himself, Larry Merchant, will be here on the other side of our first break. So the Godfather will spend some time with us, give us some of that Larry Merchant wisdom on boxing and, of course, the world at large. We've got open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me and the Godfather, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're hot. We're happening for the next 2 hours. First hour, we're going to talk a little boxing. Hour number two, we're talking mixed martial arts. Of course, Stipe Miocic, still the world UFC heavyweight champion after erasing former champion Junior Dos Santos in less than a round, of course, a fortnight ago in Dallas, Texas. UFC 211 in the rearview mirror. UFC 212, Jose Aldo right around the corner. So boxing, UFC, you name it. We've got a lot of combat sports to cover this morning. You can join us for the next 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via our hot text line. This is a good way to get in contact with us. You can shoot us a text 24 hours a day, you know, regarding a show maybe you heard on the internet in the past or, you know, the archives, the whole nine yards. But our text line is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You can text anything regarding the show to that number right there. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is this is the original Ring Talk live worldwide.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Check it. Clock says 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is hour number one of two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are blessed with the presence of the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant himself. And Larry, a very good Sunday morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pedro.
So talk to me. Let's talk about the. I mean, I'm excited to be a boxing fan right now. Of course, we've got Kell Brook and Earl Spence coming up, but you know, I'm still pumped up a little bit over the Joshua win over Klitschko, because I think when the heavyweight champion fights and when people remember it 2 or 3 weeks later, that's a real good thing for boxing. I mean, when's the last time we've remembered a heavyweight title fight?
Good question. The answer is Lewis and Vitaly Klitschko. But, for the casual sports fan, boxing is about who is the heavyweight champion of the world. Once upon a time, that meant who is the strongest man in the world, who could beat any other man in the world in a fight with rules. And in some way, that still resonates. And little old ladies in Dubuque can be aware of a champion who somehow transcends the sport, who is somehow larger than life, who is either really likable or sometimes really hateable. And in Joshua, we may have such a personality, and the fight was one of those rare fights when two heavyweights knock each other down and they're fighting for everything, and they give us something that we'll remember, and certainly the 90,000 live people at the arena will remember as well. So that's given a jolt to the game, and people are saying, well, there's a spurt of interest now and more mentions in places that usually don't mention boxing. So it's a good period, and there are some good things coming up.
Okay, here's the big question now. The HBO spent millions of dollars trying to get the Klitschkos over in the United States, and that really wasn't all that successful, per se. And they were from Europe, and, of course, this young man is from the U.K. What I'm trying to say is, can a non-American, do you think we can get a non-American? Would Americans be willing to accept a non-American just kicking the snot out of everybody else?
Well, in my experience, no. There's never been a star from Europe who's made it in America as a star. The Klitschkos are a most recent example of that. There have been some fighters who've come over here and had good fights, big fights, but nobody's been able to establish themselves as A-plus side type of fighters. We have had a few Mexican fighters who have crossed the border, so to speak, and Manny Pacquiao is an exception to this rule, a fighter who becomes an international star, perhaps the first exception, maybe since Tyson, who was had an explosive short career on top, and before that Ali. But it's rare, and maybe the question still hangs out there. But maybe a question in America is, what if the American heavyweight Deontay Wilder were to achieve something similar? Would America of the year 2017 recognize Wilder as an exception? We don't know.
Is Wilder the exception? I mean,
I don't know.
Does he put on? Put it this way: the heavyweight champion's got to do more than just fight. Does he put on a good show outside the ring? I mean, he hasn't been in any trouble as far as a loss is concerned. But is this stand up?
He's got a bit of a showbiz edge to him, and understands that part of the role. But neither Klitschko nor Joshua was show busy. They both were well spoken and respectful, but Klitschko's long reign as a champion and Joshua being somehow one of those rare athletes or fighters who exudes a star potential with his look, with his the way he, the body language and the real language. Does that translate over here? I don't know. Does Wilder have that? I don't know. But I suspect if they were to have a fight and the fight would be as good as the Klitschko-Joshua fight, that would get everybody's attention.
Definitely, of course, the heavyweight champion now. Anthony Joshua, 19-0, of course, 19-0, 19 wax out of the UK, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, well-spoken. And when I say well-spoken, he's like eloquent. He's almost like a poet. I mean, he's...
He really gets it. You're right, Pedro. From what I've seen, I've never met him, but no matter what question, no matter what area that it touches on, he seems to have a real grasp of how to deal with things, and he gets the vibe. He understands his role in and out of the ring, and he's a likable young man, and he comes from London, so he's got a big following. I mean, that was a massive event a few weeks ago. Should there be a rematch? Should he fight Tyson Fury or Wilder? Those would be massive events. And that's good for the sport, and it would be better if they have great fights. Great fights, drama, is what gets people interested.
No doubt about that. And Anthony Joshua and, of course, Vladimir Klitschko definitely provided the drama with that Otis elevator up and down type of fight. Now, Joshua proved his mettle. He got up off the canvas after getting drilled with a good shot. He survived. He came back. He won. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can take away from that performance where it wasn't a plus for the young man.
You're right. He showed some vulnerability. He had never gone past seven rounds, and there was questions about his stamina, just as there were, as I'm sure you remember, in the first career of George Foreman. That stamina, that was the crack in his armor. Will he be able to address that? Will he be able to modify himself so that he can be prepared for 12 hard rounds? Yeah, that's still a question out there. Good. That means that that nothing is guaranteed in this fight.
Yeah, this is true. And I will say this, though. at 6'7", I can't think of a better looking put together package ever. I mean, he looks like he's got.
You know, I was thinking something just the other day, Pedro, which is that there was a time when I was a young man when guys the size of these fellas almost never were athletic. There have been giants before in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were big, strong galoots.
Exactly. Larry, I'm running up on a hard break right here. The Godfather is Stick With Us. Larry Merchant's on the line from Southern California. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
He was number 55 for the Detroit Lions. Played linebacker, I believe, from 1958 to 1972. The bottom line was he was our TV guy here in Northern California at CBS Television. I'm talking about Wayne Walker, the great Wayne Walker, passed away at the age of 80 a couple of days ago. And I got to tell you, Godfather, when I was fighting in the 80s, Wayne Walker kept the cameras on me. I was on TV every once in a while, and Wayne Walker was a class act. I'm going to miss him. Do you remember his football days at all when he played linebacker and place kicker for the Detroit Lions?
I have a vague recollection. I think we're going back to the days of Bobby Lane.
Yeah.
When they were an elite team, Bobby Lane was a famous quarterback in his day. I think he once said that, or it was said of him, that he never lost a game. He just ran out of time. And that defined those Lions teams that in the early age of television, in the early age of the NFL coming of age, those were the days that led to the NFL being what it is today.
Let me tell you, Larry, he sent Wayne Walker, Ben Williams, the late Ben Williams, down to Newman's Gym to do a special on sportsmanship and how boxers are really respectful of one another in the whole nine yards. So when I'm sparring with a guy that is named Abel Santana, he died via gunshot wound, so I just figured what kind of type of guy he was. Anyway, so I'm sparring with him, and I drop him with a body shot, and I turn around and I walk to the camera like Ali with my hands up in the air, okay? And he came from behind me and kicked me straight between the you-know-wheres. I kid you not. So there's this big melee breaks out, and obviously they can't do this special on good sportsmanship in boxing. That was scrap. So when I saw Wayne a couple weeks later, he goes, I saw the video. I couldn't believe it. What went on there? So, well, you know, it's boxing. But that was hysterical. They came down there to do a positive feature on boxing. Abel Santana kicked me in the nuts from behind. All right, back to the current day scene. We've got Earl Spence and Kell Brook coming up. Of course, Spence, the left-handed prodigy here, of course, from the United States, and Earl and Mr. Kell Brook, of course, the welterweight champion from the UK, lost that one fight to Gennady Golovkin with a broken cheekbone in the process. Was that beating enough to take time off his clock?
Well, it was a beating. He fought a bigger, stronger guy, and he handled him well, and took advantage of some of his opponent's vulnerabilities or exposed them, and at the same time he showed the quality he was. But he was, you know, he was a smaller guy, and we had seen that same movie when Alvarez knocked out Amir Khan. You know, they could compete. The smaller guy competes until suddenly he can't. But Kell Brook is a hell of a fighter. If he hasn't lost his desire, and if he's trained hard and made weight the right way, then he's a tough package for anybody. But the American kid, Errol Spence, looks like he could be a real deal, too. So it's a fight we're all looking forward to.
The key to beating Kell Brook is stabbing him, Larry. He's been stabbed four times. Yeah. I make that back three times, twice at home and once in another country. What are the odds of being stabbed three times and
well,
once
it
being
tells
in another
you something
country?
About his lifestyle, at least. That, both before and after he won his championship, that he gets in trouble, but he survives at the same time. It's interesting. It's always interesting to me when you have a character like that, but in the ring, he pulls everything together, and he's a very good boxer puncher. Like our guy, Terrence Crawford, who's also been in a bunch of scrapes, but once he gets in the ring, he seems in total control.
He's, you know, I've been with him three different occasions in the last 3 years, and each time he has not been the most hospitable young man I've ever had to deal with in the world of boxing. I just put it to you like this. He's got an edge to him.
We're talking about Crawford?
Crawford.
Yeah, well, look, he comes from Omaha. I don't know all the circumstance. It was a rough upbringing. And he's gotten himself into some silly and sometimes dangerous scrapes. And some guys are just not designed to become provocative and assertive outside of the ring. But he's a hell of a fighter inside of the ring. It's, from everybody we've seen him fight. So that's the important thing, whether he can ever break through, will depend on some circumstances. I mean, Mayweather at his age, late 20s, still wasn't the Mayweather that became Mayweather, even though he was an Olympian and comes from a well-known fighting family. So maybe he just needs one big win. Maybe Top Rank is steering him toward a fight with Pacquiao that could conceivably be that guy. But meanwhile, he's a hell of a fighter, and we're going to just have to watch and in some way hope that he translates into more than the fighter that you and I and everyone in the boxing culture admires, to the kind of athlete that reaches beyond that.
Okay, we're going to switch gears. Last night on the Sports Overnight America show, I aired some footage from Jerry West, and I was listening to the great Jerry West, of course, Hall of Famer, scored over 25,000 points in his time, and he talked about depression and suicide, and he sort of indicated that the Lakers coming up short so many times in the finals might have played a part in his being depressed. Can you believe that?
Look, I saw Jerry West in college.
West Virginia State, right?
West Virginia. I forget what they called him. He had some catchy kind of name.
The Mountaineers.
Huh?
The Mountaineers.
He personally. I was actually down there in West Virginia to watch him play. And then I watched him as a pro. And look, he was, it's in his DNA to be a winner. And he had a lot of wins and won a lot of championships. And is one of the revered figures of the game. Mm-hmm. Him and Oscar Robertson from that day as backcourt players. So if he's depressed by the opportunities that he couldn't cash in on, it tells you something about his personality and his will to win and how seriously he took it. But looking back at his success, you would not know that. That as many championships as he had, to him, the ones that didn't happen still hanging with him. But he has been a tremendous force in professional basketball as a player and as an executive, and has got a lot of more good things to think about his career than bad things. But people are designed in individual ways, let me put it that way.
You know, when I was working at the LA Forum doing the TV down there, once in a while with Chick Hearn, I would run into Jerry West every other Monday. And it was a pleasure running to him, but he never made eye contact with you. He was one of those guys that never made eye contact with you. No matter what was going on, Jerry West was not an eye contact type of guy. And he talked about that. Of course, he said that, his father abused him, his father beat on him and the whole night. So he had a rough upcoming, no doubt about that. Anyway, Godfather, you got some more time? Can you spend one more segment with us this morning?
Sure.
All right. Godfather Larry Merchant will spend some more time with us, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Jerry West is a subject. In fact, we'll go to Jerry West after the break. We'll do a short Jerry West clip after the break talking about his life. But the great Jerry West, of course, one of the greatest players of all time. I'll never forget that shot he made. I think it was in the 1970 playoffs. I think I go back that far when it was a 60-foot shot. Jesus Christ, I just couldn't believe him. He was just amazing, man. An amazing athlete, no doubt about that. We'll talk a little boxing as well. The Godfather is with us until probably about 54 minutes past the hour. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can hook us up on the text line. Shoot us a text. It's caught. It's happening. It's easy. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So September 16th, the big date. Canelo Alvarez, of course, and Gennady Golovkin battling out for the World Middleweight Championship. HBO pay-per-view pumping this up big time. HBO is also pumping up Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev. Why they would put that fight on pay-per-view, I'll put to the godfather himself, Larry Merchant, after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
People got to understand this here. We all can have dreams, but the dream will never chase us. We have to chase the dream.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Now, emergency, I guess you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to ask my Trump supporters out there, hey, what's up? Mexico, they're not paying for the wall. The coal jobs are not coming back. He's not refusing the salary. And guess what? Your health care, that's going to cost a little bit more. He's not showing us his income tax returns. Obama didn't tap his phones. Your taxes aren't getting cut. Only the rich and corporation taxes are getting cut. His crowd wasn't bigger. He's not draining a swamp. 3 million Mexicans, illegal Mexicans, didn't vote against him. He didn't have a secret plan. He collaborated with Russian hackers. Face it, folks, We've all been scammed. The 45th president of the United States is a charlatan.
Larry, I guarantee you there's no problem.
Larry, did I say anything contrary to your belief there?
That there's no problem or that there is a problem?
No, that he's a charlatan.
Well, look, he's the classic American con artist, you know, who's always trying to sell something, and we'll tell you why to buy it, and then if it doesn't work, 10 minutes, he'll tell you the exact opposite reason why to buy it.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
So, you know, we'll see whether he's broken the law, whether politically he becomes untenable for his party. It's interesting times, but it's dangerous times virtually the only success he's had is in being able to bomb some people. And if he thinks that's the way to have more success, we could all be in dangerous territory. But he's such a polarizing figure that people who don't follow it closely and just willing to believe any conspiracy theories on why the media has turned on him, why the liberal elite has turned on him, suddenly I find myself in the liberal elite class of American. I never thought of myself as elite. I just thought of myself as another degenerate boxing fan.
you know, Larry, in 1964, Alan Dulles, the former head of the CIA, said in a top-secret Warren Commission meeting, he said, "Guys, don't worry about anybody reading this. Americans don't read. And in this day of the Internet, man, they really don't read. I mean, it's like the Twitter thing, and they're done."
Well, what's more worrying is they don't vote.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I don't know how high the figures are, 40%, 35%, 30%. A third of the citizens don't vote. They don't see any connection between who's running their county or their country by going and voting. That's a little scary about what's happened to the country.
You know, let's get back to a positive note. Scary a few years ago, Mike Tyson had his cocaine issues. He was having problems with the law, this and that. He seems to have straightened himself out. I mean, I saw a video the other day. He looked pretty healthy, Larry. I'm proud of
that. He seems more grounded.
Yeah.
You know, he is a Trump fan.
Yeah.
Remember, Trump was trying to turn Atlantic City into Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and put on a number of Tyson fights with Don King and before his hotels and the whole town imploded. Mike, I think, is more grounded and to his credit that it never occurred to me that, particularly after he went to prison for 3 years, that he would become this kind of a folk hero that it would be maintained. I mean, this is a guy who was stopped in the big fights against the big fighters, but for whatever reason, he's worked some things out, and I give him credit for that.
Yeah, it's a plus. I think, I really think turned his life around when his daughter died in that Arizona. Of course, he was living in Arizona at the time, and he had an exercise machine, like a jogging machine or something like that, and his daughter got caught up in it, and she died. And I think from that point forward, I think the mic sort of changed a little bit, because I've seen, I guess the death of your child is definitely going to change it. It's going to traumatize you forever.
I can't even imagine such a horror. He's a public figure who had access to a lot of money, and he was always bright, intelligent in his own way. But also, when he was a fighter, he was almost a psychopath. And maybe getting away from the ring and all of the internal stuff that plays on. Maybe that's helped him to straighten out his life a bit.
You're being a bit kind when you said you sort of acted like a psychopath at times. From ringside, Larry, he was a frightening guy. I mean, he was a scary guy. I don't know when he was ever snarling at you, that did you ever say, whoa, maybe I shouldn't have. Was there ever a time where you thought he was so ticked off that you wouldn't ask a question?
No, I was too oblivious to even get that. I know that what my job is, and he handled that pretty well, but he was upset with some of the things that I said to him when we weren't. I said about him when we weren't just interviewing each other. Mm-hmm. And I get it, but that's the nature of the game. And particularly when I testified in a hearing after the Douglas Tyson fight, you may recall that the WBC tried to overturn a knockout in his favor, and there was an arbitration about it in New Jersey, and I was brought in to testify, and I said, look, this is just about some people trying to win outside of the ring what they lost inside of the ring. And whether or not that had any impact, that's how the case was ruled. And when he got out of prison, he made some demands on HBO that I shouldn't cover his fights and so on and so forth. And HBO said, I'm sorry, we're giving you a lot of money. You can't tell us how to do it, to HBO's credit, because he was an important franchise to them. But afterwards, he and I have seen each other, and we once worked on a fight together in a off-camera a few years ago, a Canelo fight in the marketing realm. And I admire the fact that he's been through a rough journey and an unusual journey in his life, and he seems to have come down off of that mountain and done pretty well.
No doubt about that. Larry Merchant, our guest. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. This hour, we'll switch gears in hour number two and talk about the sport of mixed martial arts. But speaking of mixed martial arts, I got to bring this up to you. Floyd Mayweather going to get $100 million to fight Conor McGregor, who's going to get $75 million. This fight is all but signed, Larry. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. You know, when that much money is going to change hands, is available to be won or lost, and so on, usually they find a way to split it up and make it happen. And it's an event. It's probably going. My feeling is if. As a boxing event, there are probably 10,000 boxers who could beat McGregor. As a MMA event, there's probably 10,000 MMA guys who could beat Mayweather. But if you throw them together, you may get something like Ali and Inoki. For those who are a little younger than us, toward the end of his career, Ali went to Japan and fought a star wrestler there and made a lot of money. And it turned out to be a farce and this has a chance to be that in the ring. The entertainment, as many of Floyd Mayweather's fights, will stop once the first bell rings.
Now, see, now you and I are on the same page on that one, but Larry, there are millions of people across this country that buy this man's fights on pay-per-view.
They're curious about it. I get it. It's a freak show. It's a car accident in rush hour. I get it. Everybody's going to stop to watch it. I'm not questioning that at all. But what happens once the event is, that's another story. They're fighting under, as I understand it, the boxing rules. One guy who was a genius defensive fighter fighting another guy who is not a boxer. You tell me how that works out.
Okay. Spence and Brooke, what do we look here for? We've got two boxers.
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that.
I said, with Kell Brook and Earl Spencer, what are we looking for next week? We've got two stone cold boxers here.
Well, I think Spence has shown some physical attitude, and he's going over there to fight Kell Brook, and he knows what he's up against. He's got to beat him. And we'll see what he's got. Is he going to cross that line from just trying to fight him to trying to really beat him? Is he going to take the chances necessary to tilt the equation in his favor? Hey, that's what a fight like this is all about. And maybe eventually we see something with Keith Thurman, who's now down with an injury, fighting the winner of that fight. So that's good news.
Okay. There's a bit of controversy in the Andre Durrell fight. If you get a chance, go to YouTube, Godfather, and look up the Andre Durrell fight from Saturday night. It was a bit, how can I put this, climactic at the end. So a lot of sucker punches and all that kind of crazy stuff. Just not good stuff, but some of the major news websites didn't even cover it. Anyway, I thank you so much for your time. Of course, you and the Godmother go and have the greatest of Sundays that you can, Godfather. And I feel blessed each and every time that you come here and spend some time with us. And
thank you, Pedro. I'm just going to get on my bike and take a ride on the beach in Santa Monica and Venice and let the wind blow through my hair and maybe the sand as well. It's always good to talk to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Hall of Famer, Larry Merchant. Larry, have a great Sunday, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am so enamored with that man. I just am, folks. Have been for decades. What can I say? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And the Godfather of Soul, the Godfather of Boxing, Larry Merchant. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
It looks much better time. My feet keep going.
Everyone says, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
What you want, hey. Hot pants. Hey, hot pants. Smoking.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 33 years now of a radio presence. Of course, wow, what can I say? The longest running fight show in history. It seems like I just started yesterday, but 33 years does take its toll. What am I trying to tell you? Yeah, it's just getting better each and every week. I thank you so much. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Saturday show, we combine both boxing and MMA into 1 hour at 11 a.m. And, of course, the Sunday show, we combine both an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Plus, I fit in some pro wrestling as well. So we have a great time here each and every Sunday and Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, as far as some of the fights took place over the weekend, of course, Bud Crawford, still unbeaten now, 31-0, 22 stops, 10th round TKO over 2008 Olympic gold medalist Felix Diaz of the Dominican Republic. Diaz now 19-2, 9 KOs, no punch, no pop in his punch. So guess what? You're not going to be able to win fights when you can't knock people out. If you can't hurt people, you're not going to win. Speaking of knockouts, Ray Beltran, a spectacular knockout winner. Wow, second round over Jonathan Maciello of Peru, came in at 25-2, quickly left at 25-3. He was out on the way down. It was a left hook from left field. It was a beautiful left hook, but I got to say this. Boxing 101 says you either block that one partially or you slip it. In other words, he failed boxing 101 and got knocked out to the Peruvian. Hasn't been a good Peruvian fighter since Oscar Ivaninera, who I sparred with when he got ready for Michael Spinks back, I think, in 1979 or 1989, something like that. Anyway, you are tuned to Sports Byline. Hour number two, MMA still to come here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from San Francisco and Sports Byline.
USA Radio News.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says any president interfering with the work of the FBI would be problematic and a potential obstruction of justice.
We don't know if that's what's happened here, and we can't make that decision, and I'm certainly going to not make pronouncements at that level of magnitude solely on the basis of what an anonymous source told the press.
The Republican senator tells CNN's State of the Union the Senate Intelligence Committee is going to have access to former FBI Director James Comey.
We're going to have access to Director Comey that will give us true, complete insight into all of this. That's only fair to the president. That's only fair to the country.
Utah Republican and House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz tells ABC's This Week that you cannot have someone leaking classified information from within the White House. Chaffetz says as far as the investigation as a whole, it's time to let the FBI and others do their jobs. Chaffetz says not only wall them off, but you should probably put them in handcuffs and throw them in jail.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Vice President Mike Pence returned to where he graduated from college for its class of 2017 commencement. In his opening comments at the University of Notre Dame, Pence said he was proud of all the student graduates.
Some 3,143 men and women will graduate today with 3,171 degrees.
Though he holds the second highest office in the land, he says he'll never have a job more important than as a husband and a father. A humpback whale is trapped in the Ventura Harbor and can't figure out how to leave. Ventura Harbor Master John Higgins tells KEY-TV that Harbor Patrol officers are learning as they go.
One of the methods that we're trying right now, we're borrowing from up in San Francisco, where they're using the acoustic sounds to try to draw the whale out.
Higgins says the 40-foot juvenile whale has been stuck in the harbor since around 3 p.m. yesterday, occasionally bumping into boats and docks in its confusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
North Korea is up to its old tricks again, carrying out another ballistic missile test. South Korean officials say the missile launched today traveled over 300 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan. The announcement comes after Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile earlier this month that it said was capable of carrying a large nuclear warhead. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is ramping up the pressure on North Korea for it to end this type of ballistic missile testing.
We're early in the stages of applying the economic pressure as well as the diplomatic pressure to the regime in North Korea.
Tillerson appeared on Fox News Sunday after North Korea's second test this week. He called the continued testing disappointing and disturbing, and that the United States continues to ask the North Koreans to cease the testing. Saturday Night Live celebrated its season finale with Alec Baldwin performing a swan song for President Trump. Also, Tom Hanks and the night's host, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, announced their own run for the White House.
I mean, I didn't think I was qualified at all, but now I'm actually worried that I'm too qualified.
Well, the truth is, America needs us.
Alien Covenant has knocked Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 out of first place in this week's box office race. The science fiction film earned $36 million in its first week in theaters in both the United States and Canada. To read more news stories, visit westernjournalism.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Hal Nunn.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, we're talking mixed martial arts. Yeah. The man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title for better than 33 years. And today, we're looking at, of course, UFC 211 in the rearview mirror, UFC 212 forthcoming, but straight up, I don't know. Right now, I'm sort of disillusioned with the world of mixed martial arts. Why is that? Because I just don't think that one company should control the entire planet as far as a product's concerned. That's why I'm so hoping that Bellator and, I thought, to a lesser extent, the World Series of Fighting will get their act together, but they just haven't. So straight up, it's all about the UFC right now. Of course, they are the NFL, everybody else trying to break in. Is it going to be a move in the world of mixed martial arts and the UFC in the foreseeable future? Probably not. We'll talk about that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, the text line, whoo, that's hot. That's happening as well. Text line phone number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So still Miocic, still the world heavyweight champion, knocking out Junior Dos Santos in 2 minutes. We're going to say about Junior, toast. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Stipe, yet another first-round finish. Somebody who got the best of you in that first meeting. Was revenge really something that was motivating you? Every time we spoke this week and we'd bring up the fight, it was like you tensed up. Your whole demeanor changed. Was this affecting you more than you really thought?
Probably. I don't know. You know, he's a super tough guy. You know, he beat me the first time. You know, another respect for him. He's an amazing fighter. You know, we both went at it for 25 minutes last time. You know, I don't want to do that again, you know. But, you know, I got a good shot on him, took him out, and, you know, thank God I ended it early.
Are you surprised he kept putting his back towards the fence?
Well, we were planning on that. You know, we were working on that, and, you know, as a game plan, so.
Yeah. Well, it certainly worked out for you. When you were assessing that first performance, what really did you feel like were the big factors you needed to change in order to get the result you got tonight?
Everything. My confidence, my conditioning, my cardio. My conditioning, my technique, you know, every aspect of MMA, just everything, just fighting him, and, you know, he was such an amazing fighter, and, you know, he put me where I needed to be. You know, I want to thank him.
A lot of people thought that this would maybe be similar to the first one, this another heavyweight classic brawl, but it wasn't. What do you think of JDS as a competitor, someone you've now faced twice?
Oh, he's an amazing fighter, man. He could be a different story tomorrow. You know, it's heavyweights. You know, he hits hard, he comes flying, he doesn't mess around, and, I got a good shot in, took him out, and ended it early.
So Fabricio Werdum, we go to Alistair Overeem, we go to Junior Dos Santos. What is next? I mean, you're finishing people in the first round with ease.
My kitchen. That's what's next now. I got to remodel my kitchen now.
Remodel the kitchen. Watch the Cavaliers.
As we watch the Spurs lose to the Warriors, and then we beat Warriors in the finals. But whatever. We're good.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to let you have that one, Stipe. Congratulations. Nice. I've got to ask you, though. I know the kitchen's next, but fans are going to be mad if I don't pressure you. Do you feel like there's a particular heavyweight that stands out in your mind?
No. I just want to go home and relax now and take some time to myself and enjoy my house and my wife especially. She deserves it more than anything. Go on vacation.
Absolutely. Congratulations, champ. Thanks.
34 years old, of course, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm talking about Stipe Miocic, the world heavyweight champion, 17-2 as a pro. Of course, now Junior Dos Santos, the former champion, falling victim to a knockout. Of course, I think he's been stopped now four times in five fights, but in five of his losses, 18-5, at least three of those fights have been stopped. Look, it's come to an end for Junior Dos Santos. I've just talked about this before, and everybody said, you know, you're really hard on Junior Dos Santos. You're really not giving him the benefit of a doubt. Listen, you don't want to give anybody the benefit of a doubt when they're talking about brain injuries. You just don't want to do it. My buddy Wayne Walker, I talked about him in hour number one. He covered me when I was winning Golden Gloves championships back here in the 80s and knocking out all bums, doing all that kind of crazy stuff on TV. He was there. He passed away at the age of 80, you know, from sports-related brain injuries. So what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, you just never know. I lucked out. I mean, I lucked out. They say that if you've got CT, it's usually going to show up about 10 years after the last time you've been smacked or hit or anything like that. So that was an ill use. So I think I'm okay now, at least as far as my mental health is concerned and my physical health as far as above the shoulder is concerned. Anyway, the bottom line is Stipe Miocic now is on top of the World Heavyweight Championship. I mean, he's on top of the division. There's nobody coming close. He's knocked out Alistair Overeem. He knocked out Fabrice Bidoun, the former champion, who knocked out Cain Velasquez. He knocked out Andre Arlovski. He knocked out Mark Hunt, a throw-in Samoan. The last loss before that was a controversial loss to Junior Dos Santos. That was in USC on Fox. I think it was back in 2014. But, man, he avenged that big time. And then he knocked out Fabio Maldonado, who I consider the best, one of the best boxers in the world in mixed martial arts. I mean, he's just a double bad dude. The only fight he's lost really of significance was to Stefan Struve, and that was a TK. Of course, Stefan Struve being that 6'6" guy from Europe, it's just really hard to beat because of that style. Man, styles make fights. God knows there will probably be some type of rematch if Struve can get on a decent winning streak. I know he lost a couple of fights of late. Bottom line is, Stipe Miocic is the real deal. Junior Dos Santos, man, it's just time to walk away. 18-5, please walk away now. I saw you in that post-fight interview. In fact, we were going to air a post-fight interview. It lasted about 10 minutes in total. But, you know, I think that he embarrassed himself in the interview, so I'm not going to air it because he kept repeating it over and over again. You know, I don't know. I got to watch the television to see what happened and this and that. You know, and being a fighter, or an ex-fighter, retired fighter, whatever you want to call it, I never pictured getting knocked out. It never entered your mind, ever. I mean, losing entered your mind, but getting knocked out never entered your mind. And when I see guys getting knocked out now, man, it's just, you know, when you think about the brain damage and things like that, the fact that you have short-circuited them neurologically and given them a concussion per se, and of course that means it makes their brain bleed. I just don't know. I don't know. I've sort of got to get. What am I trying to say? If I had to do it all over again, I'd box. But I think I'd box a little more, even more careful than I was. And I was extremely careful when I boxed. A lot of the damage that you take is in the gym. And I made sure I didn't take no gym with me. So that doesn't mean I sparred with bums. I sparred with the best we had, or the best pros and amateurs in Northern California from the surrounding areas. But I didn't take any punishment in the gym. Never. Never took any punishment in the gym. I mean, an occasional pop here and there that you didn't, you know, that sort of wakes you up because you weren't on top of your game. That'll happen. But I'm talking about as far as gym was concerned, I was a far better gym fighter than I was in the ring, and I won 4 Golden Glove titles. So I was a great gym fighter. I wish I could have fought as good in the ring as I did in the gym. That's the story of a lot of fighters. Anyway, we'll hear from a young man a little bit later in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the former lightweight champion. Frankie Edgar was a winner, and this was a bit of an upset to me. When I looked at it on paper, I should be ashamed of myself for calling it an upset. I'm talking about his TKO over Yair Rodriguez. For Rodriguez coming to us out of Mexico, very good fighter, very flashy. But here's what happened. Pedro got caught up in the flash. Yeah, I got caught up in the flash. Well, you know what? You can do that flash to decent guys and to trashy guys, but you can't do that flash to real guys like Frankie Edgar. So we'll hear from Frankie Edgar coming out of our next break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He was the winner, of course, fighting now at 145 pounds. He'd like to take on the July 3rd winner, of course, of the Max Holloway, Jose Aldo battle for the undisputed UFC 145-pound featherweight title. Of course, one guy has a portion of a belt. The other guy has a portion of a belt. But Scarface Aldo fighting at home, it's going to be hard for Max Holloway to go down there and beat him. But, give Max some credit, man. You know why? Max can fight. Max doesn't seem to be, like, intimidated by the Brazilians at all. So, Mops and Max Holloway, of course, taking on Jose Aldo. That's UFC 212, June the 3rd. From Rio de Janeiro, of course, in the wonderful country of Brazil, which brought us the world of mixed martial arts, as we know it, talking about the UFC, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, baby. You are tuning in Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. The text line, I'll go to a couple of texts after the break, but the text line's hot and it's happening. You can drop yours in the queue here, 415-275 1-615-275-1613. So Stipe Miocic, what can I say? Super impressive. Can't be more impressive than he was. You just can't. When you go out there and take out a former champ in your 2 minutes and 44 seconds, you have made a statement. And Stipe Miocic has made a statement as UFC heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of round number two, on the doctor's advice, referee Chris Reed has called an end to this contest, declaring the winner by TKO, Frankie the Answer Edgar.
I'm here with the winner, Frankie Edgar. Frankie, that was a classic Frankie Edgar performance. You fought a very dangerous and a very talented young man who just did not have an answer for the answer.
TR, NJ, all day. I want to cut a promo. I love you, Texas. I want to cut a promo. I want to thank my coaches, but I sent a heartfelt message out to my teammate, Nick Catone, his wife, Marjorie. They woke up on Thursday, and their infant son, little Nicholas, passed away in the night. And it's supposed to show none of this means. Man, I want to go home and hug my kids. I can't imagine what it's going through, and that one's for you.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to Nick now. Let's take a moment now and let's talk about this fight. You fought a kid who has all of the qualities that you look for in a future champion. He just did not have the answer for your wrestling style, and that is what you thought coming into this fight.
Just levels to his game. And, you know, before the fight, I said no matter what happens, Jair is going to be a superstar. Just not yet, you know. Sometimes you lost like that to make it to the next level, and he's going to be all right.
Well, this is a fight that reestablished you. Well, you were already established, but this really reestablished you as one of the elite in the 145-pound division. Now, you know that Jose Aldo and Max Holloway are meeting for the undisputed title. Give us your thoughts on that matchup, and you most certainly are in line for another shot.
It's a great matchup. I'm going to be in the building for my teammate Marlon Marais. You know, I want the winner. You know, I don't know. They want to hook me and Aldo up a third time, but if that's the case, that's what I want. If not, let's go, Holloway. You know what I mean?
Congratulations on a spectacular performance. Frankie Edgar, ladies and gentlemen.
22-5. That is the record of the former lightweight champion, Frankie Edgar, of course, now fighting at 145. You know, that loss to Gray Maynard, a unanimous nod. Another loss was Kings after two wins of BJ Penn. He lost to Benson Henderson not once but twice. Both decisions, both very close. Of course, lost the decision to Jose Aldo. Wow. And then, of course, he's went on a bit of a roll. Then he lost that decision to Jose Aldo again. So the guy he can't beat is Jose Aldo. Can he beat Jose Aldo in the eventual future? Can that happen? Well, that's going to be Jose Aldo's real challenge at 145. But he's already solved that. So what does that mean for Aldo? Bottom line is Frankie Edgar is going to wait, of course, see Max Holloway, Jose Aldo win on July the 3rd. And what kind of June 3rd? And all I can say is that fight's a great fight, but it's not worth paying $65 for. So as far as buying that fight on the pay-per-view channel of UFC, that ain't happening. Not in this house. No way, no how. Now, if I happen to watch the fight on Istanbul TV through a friend of mine, what can I say? If you're slick enough to get a link like that, more power to you. Back to UFC 211, of course, some of the other fights that took place on the card. And we'll get in this one a little bit later in the next segment. But, man, you know, I'm really high on Dustin Poirier. Really, really high on him. I thought that he was a fighter with, like, on a meteoric rise. And, of course, had a couple of setbacks. But he seemed to have learned from his losses now. And, of course, taking on Eddie Alvarez, the former UFC lightweight champion, a former former UFC lightweight champion and former Strikeforce lightweight champion. So Eddie Alvarez can fight. But Dustin Poirier, to me, he's just a different beast. He's 21-5, I think, with one no contest. But, you know, when I watch him fight, when he brings the octagon, he brings this incredible intensity. I mean, intensity like you wouldn't believe. But, you know, occasionally, guys lose fights. I mean, you lose fights, but when you lose to the best, does that mean that, you know, you should, like, take a back seat or anything like that? I don't think so. Anyway, the bottom line is Eddie Alvarez, of course, on the ground, not taking, how can I put this, taking a bit of a butt whooping. And Dustin Poirier kneed him a couple times. And, of course, to get back, it was the other way around. Eddie Alvarez kneed him. And, of course, it was a disqualification. That didn't happen. Herb Dean said it should have been stopped. And, you know, the fight was stopped right then and then. And Herb Dean's in the corner telling the fighter, you know, do you want me to stop the fight right now? I don't think you're going to win on disqualification. You might win on disqualification. You might not. The bottom line is the fight was ruled a no contest because the UFC does not have their act together as far as instant replay. Listen, if an official's not sure what's going on, that's why you have the instant replay. This is the 21st century. We're like almost 20 years into the 21st century, and they haven't figured it out. In all of sports, the instant replay is a vital part. It's a vital part of the game. I'm going to use it in football. I mean, why not? Especially in boxing and mixed martial arts, you know, when things happen so fast, low blows or headbutts or something, I mean, you need to go back and look at the film. And if there's conclusive evidence in the film, things need to be adjusted as to what happened. Anyway, a couple other fights on the card. Demian Maia took out Jorge Masvidal. It was a split division. Masvidal sort of like the bad guy of the mixed martial arts world. I mean, he seems to be despised, not only a villain, but I was getting the impression watching that UFC broadcast that they just hate this guy. I mean, the front office just must hate him. They were so happy he lost by split decision. There must have been a party, and Dana White's playing on the way back from Dallas after that. As I said, Edgar's a winner. Also on the card, pretty good fighter. I want you to keep an eye on this guy, but I can't say his name, so it's sort of tough. He's a light heavyweight, so his name is this guy, Humarad Andragov. Okay, he beat Joaquin Christensen with a rear naked choke in the first round. But he's a light heavyweight. People tell me I need to keep an eye on. We'll see what's happening. Courtney Casey was the winner of women's strawweight battle. Of course, that's 115 pounds, beating Jess Aguilar. And that basically wraps up UFC 211. Now, UFC 212, as I said, that one fight, probably not worth spending $70 on. It's just not. If you can find an alternative, maybe go to Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Spend $10, whatever you charge you to get in there and watch the fight that way, more power to you. But to stay home and pay $70 for just Jose Aldo and Max Holloway all by themselves, I just don't think so. Guess who's on the comeback trail? Wow. Holly Holm. Who would think? After like 1 year, I mean, think about this. It wasn't just but a blink in the blink of an eye away. She had beat Ronda Rousey, and she beat Ronda Rousey in stunning fashion. I mean, it was just stunning fashion. Everybody was saying, whoa, I mean, here's the next superstar of MMA. Well, styles make fights, and she's a great boxer, and I think that enabled her to beat Ronda standing up, no doubt about that. In case you didn't know, she had a professional boxing record of 33 wins, 2 losses, and a couple of draws. And I think those 2 losses were both by knockout. One of them was on a cut under her eye while I was a ring announcer. She could fight. She could box. Wasn't a very big puncher. Just wasn't a big puncher. 9 wins and by knockout in 33 professional boxing matches. But she could fight. Just there's no doubt about it. But she's getting old. She's 34 years old now. Her next martial arts record now, 13 fights, of course, 10 wins. And the last 3 fights, well, they haven't been good for Holly Holm. They just haven't. When you're on a 3-fight losing streak, what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean? You lost to Annie. I mean, I don't know what to say about Holly Holm. I don't. I mean, I say at 34 years old, you know, you've climbed to the mountaintop. You beat the diva of MMA. You beat Ronda Rousey. You lick her like a stamp, no pun intended. She's not gay. But, you know, you've taken some punishment. And when you take punishment like this, we don't know if this breakdown between men and women, you know, everybody being equal. Listen, we'll find out, like with my friend Wayne Walker, and we'll play this a little bit later in the show. Wayne Walker, of course, number 55 of the Detroit Lions, died this past week from football-related diseases. He was my guy. He covered me when I was boxing back in the day. I remember a couple times being ringside, looking over and seeing that famous comb-over of Wayne Walker. He was just so cool. And let me tell you, I remember one time before a fight, he said to me, Pedro, he says, you know, this guy you fight, he's really, really tough. And I was scared to death inside, you guys. I just was scared to death. And I remember telling him, he ain't nothing. And I went out there, and I fought my ass off for 3 rounds and won. And he came back, he says, Pedro, you said he ain't nothing. I go, Wayne, I was just talking. I knew I had my hands full, but you got to say that kind of stuff pre-fight, you know, just like a football game. Anyway, Wayne Walker and brain damage a little bit later in the show. We'll also hear about the Dustin Poirier, of course, man, Eddie Alvarez fight, how it went down, of course, according to Fox News, what they thought. But going back to Holly Holm, just for a second, what do you do if you're Holly Holm? I mean, do you really want to fight again? What is the really... I mean, if you've been to the mountaintop, if you've made a lot of money, why want to come back? Why would you want to continue this? Beth Correa is a good fighter. You know, I mean, if it was 3 fights ago or 2 fights ago, Holly Holm would be favored decisively over Beth Correa, but not today. Just not today. She might be slightly favored, but not by a huge amount. Also on the same card, the man with the China chin, Andre Arlovski. Of course, I think he's a former 2-time UFC champion, taking on Marcin Tybura. And I think Dung Han Kim is going to be on the card, taking on Colby Covington. I'm not sure if that's the crazy Korean, the zombie Korean, whatever. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Tarek Saffiedine is on the card, taking on Rafael Dos Anjos. And Dos Anjos is important for him to come back. Of course, the former champion, taken out in the blink of an eye. I mean, I thought he was going to be around for a while. I mean, here he was. He was on top of the world, the 155-pound world champion. People say, you know, he's really going to rock and roll. Of course, beat Anthony Pettis for the title, but Pettis' lack of ground game probably lost him that fight. Anyway, beat Donald the Cowboy Cerrone next time out. Then he lost to Eddie Alvarez. Man, he lost to Eddie Alvarez big time, like in the first round. And then he lost, of course, a 5-round decision to Tony Ferguson. So straight up, what can I tell you? Things aren't that good for this young man. And what do you do if you've been beaten decisively in two straight fights? Is it time to call it a career? The problem with the UFC, and I've stated this time and time again, is that you don't get gimme fights. If you're a fighter, you need gimme fights. If you look at Oscar De La Hoya's record, he was 24-0, but he fought a lot of guys like me, a lot of guys like my producer, a lot of cab drivers. Julio Cesar Chavez, he was a boxer, went 76-0, fought a lot of cab drivers from Tijuana, as Greg Hagen pissed him off and said that, somebody said that so many times leading up to their fight. Of course, it drew better than 100,000 people in a soccer stadium down in Mexico City. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you've got to look in the mirror and you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to fight in this manner. I don't think I should have to fight death match after death match. You just can't. It's not good on the mind. It's not good on the body. It's not good on the soul. It's not good on the fighter. You know what I mean? Longevity and that type of behavior, that type of fighting, they don't go hand in hand. So it's like the UFC saying, how can we kill this next guy off? That seems to be where they're putting it. Nobody's getting easy fights. How do we kill this next guy off? And guess what? Guys get killed off, and once they're done, Dana says, hey, sorry, you made your money. We'll make some more money off another guy in the future. That's just the way it is. Next, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Our next segment will cover Dustin Poirier, of course, in the Eddie Alvarez fight, but we're also looking to the death of the passing of my good buddy. I'm talking about Wayne Walker. Number 55, Detroit Lions, passed away this past week at the age of 80 years old. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Alvarez, Dustin Poirier fight was a smoker. So what did you make of the fight? What did you make of the end?
You sure you guys want to come to me on this one? I'm telling you, the fight was awesome. And let me tell you, Dustin Poirier was putting on perhaps the best performance since he's moved to lightweight, maintaining his range, combination. He hurt Alvarez bad. Then Alvarez showed off his heart. He was hurt significantly, fought his way back into this fight, then here come the knees. All clearly illegal. These are not the new rules. They're the old rules. It wouldn't matter anyways. These are 3 points. This is significantly down. And now the decision is made to call it a no contest, right? A DQ and a no contest. No, that's not. These are illegal moves. That should be a disqualification, a win for Dustin Poirier, who was most likely up 2 rounds to none. Here's the overall frustration, okay? We set new rules. We barely ever use them. We go to different cities every damn weekend, and these fighters have no idea what knees are allowed, what positions they're supposed to be in, what point scores we're going by. I was in one country, in Fortaleza, in Brazil, and it was a mixture of the old and the new rules. I asked the referee, do the fighters know that? He said, well, the 3 bouts that I'm reffing, they know that. Come on. We're better than this, all right? Decide on rules and go with them so that these athletes know, and the referees, they should be the best ones to know and get the rules right. All right, I don't buy that should have been a DQ and a no contest. That should have been a win for Dustin Poirier. But what makes me super upset is that we continue to have controversy over these rules. We have to fix this.
Ron, there's no controversy there. I agree with you with the disqualification. The thing that's different between a no contest and disqualification from the monetary side is he does not get his win bonus. And also, this is a former champion that he was having a great performance against. He would have moved up drastically in the rankings and put himself possibly in title contention. Also, if your hand is down and you're being struck with a knee, whether your hand's up or down, it's really the same blow. So we either need to allow the knees completely
yes.
or take them away.
Yes, get rid of the hand, whatever. Just allow the knees and all this goes away. Look, I get it. Eddie Alvarez is in a fist fight, right? He's not thinking through that. But regardless, it's still a foul. If you're going to make the rule and it's going to be a foul, then treat it as a foul. And don't just say, okay, nobody wins. It's not how it's supposed to go.
That's the way it is. I mean, the guy was on the ground, and, you know, I mean, could I say to you, if you can't knee a guy on the ground, I mean, I just don't know. This is supposed to be no-holds-barred mixed martial arts. And to take that facet away, I just don't think it's cool. The bottom line is they've got to get the rules straight. They've got to be universal, much like the Association of Boxing Commissions has, of course, universal rules all across the United States and in various Indian reservations. And, of course, you know, these are rules where the size of the ring's the same, the gloves are the same, that kind of good stuff, and there's certain stipulations made in contracts. Anyway, the bottom line is there was a card in Invicta F3, of course, Invicta Fighting Championship 23 card, of course. I'm talking about women, good-looking women fighting. Of course, they were in Kansas City at the Scottish Rite Temple Saturday night. Only one fight failed to reach a distance, but in the main event, God, another girl with a great name, Agnia Zezikot, that's her first name. Nydia Ritz is her second name, last name. Passed the stiffest test of her young career, but it wasn't easy. Of course, looked great in the first round of her fight with former Invicta flyweight challenger Vanessa Porter. In the end, she was a winner, but it was a tough, tough fight, no doubt about that. So good fights as far as the women are concerned, as far as Invicta is concerned. If you're a big fan of women's mixed martial arts, I suggest you go to the EnvictaFC.com. As far as their website is concerned, you check out most of the women fighting the world in mixed martial arts outside of those at 115 and 135 pounds signed by the UFC. Now, we switch gears. We take it back in the day. From 1975 to 1995, Wayne Walker was the voice of sports in San Francisco, California. He was the sports director at CBS, KPIX-TV, Channel 5, the one of the main channels before there was Fox, and was KPIX, of course, NBC Channel 4, and ABC Channel 7. That was it. Anyway, Wayne was the man, per se, around here. And what Wayne said things, how can I put this? He said it quietly. There was no big, bold statements, this and that, because he was a big dude. He didn't have to talk with the big stick because he was the big stick. And guess what? He was a class act. He passed away this past weekend. Now we take some time to reflect on the great Wayne Walker.
The story of a man so many of you in Northern California remember fondly. How could you forget that smile, right? He was one of the most popular people on Bay Area TV. He worked here at KPIX5 for years. And tonight, we have news that Wayne Walker, our former colleague, our good friend, has died from complications of a disease linked to the game that he loved.
Wayne Walker played pro football for the Detroit Lions as a star linebacker and kicker.
He was very dominant in that position.
He was legendary.
A phenomenal person. He was the guy.
He played 15 years in the NFL for one team.
When Wayne retired from the NFL, he began a brand new career at KPIX 5.
Wayne Walker was there helping to call the shots.
Right. Bad news for the Raiders tonight.
He would come into the newsroom and the waters would part. Anywhere he went, the waters would part because he carried himself with that confidence that an athlete has.
Wayne spent 20 years as our sports director.
He was a superstar, and in my mind, that intensity that he had on the professional football field, he brought to the newsroom. Wayne Walker was hysterically funny. He was a very funny man and smarter than I think most people knew.
From racing cable cars up steep hills to engaging top athletes in competition, Wayne took on daunting sports challenges.
People would come and stop me and say, oh, Wayne Walker, I remember when he did this challenge and that challenge. And it really resonated with people because there are a lot of weekend warriors in this part of the world, and he was one of them.
Bay
Area sports legends tell us they never hesitated to stop and do an interview with Wayne.
He was very genuine and very authentic because he came from a place of having been there, done that.
There's a love of how he played the game, and there's a love of how he reported.
He was one of those first of no-nonsense kind of guys when it came to sports and the way he broadcasted and the way he told the story.
Wayne Walker passed away due to complications from Parkinson's disease.
Well, 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, which is a result of multiple concussions when I played.
Wayne told us about his illness 2 years ago. He was asked if he would have played football again, knowing what he knew now about repetitive brain injury.
If it were up to me again, I'd do it. I know playing now, I'd have a better chance of better medical advice than we had back in my day.
Wayne Harrison Walker, we are going to miss you.
Wayne was style, class, professionalism.
He was a genuinely nice man.
He would be truthful and he wouldn't take any cheap shots. He just enjoyed life.
He just makes me smile every time I think about him.
His legacy is going to be around the fact that he allowed all of us to kind of peek into his world.
Pretty classy dude, no doubt about that. The great late Wayne Walker, number 55, of course, of the Detroit Lions. He not only was a linebacker of note, but he was a place kicker. I mean, he played both sides of the ball. Fantastic dude. And, of course, as I said earlier, lent me a lot of support when I was coming up as an amateur boxer. And then, of course, when we had an amateur boxing club in the Mission District called the Mission Boxing Club, of course, had some good champions come out of there. And they were homegrown and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, Wayne was there. Wayne was willing to send his reporters out to cover stuff that I did. And I thought that was just so cool. I mean, charity events, Wayne would have guys there. If there was any sporting angles to it all that he could help out in any way, Wayne Walker was there to do so. So for him to sit there and hear him, you know, in his declining stages, this was 2 years ago, the interview heard, you know, when he was talking about would he have done it all over again, he said he might have. He probably would have, but... And he was saying that with a damaged brain. So this sort of takes away from the fact that you know, that he said that. So may he rest in peace. He was a class act, and he was always good to me. No doubt about that. The great, late Wayne Walker. Wanderlei Silva, remember him? The axe murderer. That's what they used to call this guy. He's coming back, and he's going to be fighting in the garden. I don't think they're going to do this. I wonder if they do this in Madison Square Garden. I don't know. I thought they learned last night or Saturday night that you don't hold a fight card in Madison Square Garden unless you can fill the joint up. And last night, of course, that card at the Garden sort of lacked people and the butts in the seats, per se. I don't think the upper end was even opened. Anyway, June 24th, MSG, New York City, on top. the axe murder of Wanderlei Silva, now 75 years old. I'm sorry, 77. I shouldn't lie. 77 years old. 35-12. That's not a great record, but then he's been around for a long time. Taking on Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared, of course, 28-15. Of course, coming off that loss to Tito Ortiz. Some people thought it was a worked fight because, you know, Chael Sonnen has been involved in worked fights before. What's a worked fight? A worked fight is a fight in which, yeah, they're fighting, but the ending has basically been scripted and is it's choreographed. So the ending is already set in stone. Chael Sonnen, the former professional wrestler. So Chael's down on that. So people thought that Chael took the dive and gave, you know, and succumbed early when Tito slapped a choke on and this kind of stuff. He said the choke was for real. I take him at his word. But then again, Wanderlei Silva, Anderson Silva, these guys, they shouldn't be fighting anymore, man. These guys are near 40 years old, and the beatings that they've taken with these small gloves, I mean, good. And, you know, not only are you getting punched with these small gloves, you're getting kicked, okay? Good Lord, you're getting kicked in there with shins and knees and feet and not pretty. Anyway, Chael Sonnen, 28-15. Both guys stand about the same height. Take their back. Wanderlei coming in at 5'10". The other guy is 6'1". That's the main event. Going to go June 24th from the Garden, Madison Square Garden. Of course, that's live on Spike TV Friday and Saturday. Now it's going to be done. Wait. Time out. This is the email they sent me and I lagged on. This is a pay-per-view card. Fedor is on the same card. That's right. Fedor Emelianenko, the last emperor. He's going to take on Matt Mitrione. Matt Mitrione's most famous move in the world of mixed martial arts was he didn't like Fallon Fox, and Fallon Fox was the guy that had that sex change operation and started fighting as a girl after, you know, that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool. Think about that. Sex change operation. Guy's born a guy, decently built guy. All of a sudden, he decides of a sex change operation. He still has the same bone structure, still has some of the same muscle mass. I just think that's totally an unfair advantage. And although I'm all open for transgender rights, in fact, you know, if anything you want to do and anything, I'm all for it. If it makes you happy, doesn't hurt anybody else, that's cool. But you can't have men or people that were born as men fighting women. It just doesn't work that way. But Fedor and Mitrione, of course, they're going to try to bring Fedor back, bring him to somewhere to the top of a mountaintop now, 37 years old. Of course, the former Strikeforce champion, the man that never really made it in the world, the UFC. Why? Didn't like training in the cage. Yeah. Him and Mirko Krokop didn't like training in the cage. They like training in rings. So we train in a ring to fight in a cage. Smart move? Not. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that same day, June 24th, Spike TV, I was right, Spike TV will show a prelim card. Of course, this will be a pretty good card because you got to figure it's going to happen, you know. Early on, they'll have this at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then they'll come back at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with a live pay-per-view. So that's how they water the plant, much like Don King used to do with boxing. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you. Girl, so show me and tell me that you feel the same way too. Say it to baby.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Got to get in this shot before I go, folks. Got to mention this with the presidents across the pond in Saudi Arabia. I saw him bowing for the prince this morning. More power to him. But guess what? Mexico isn't paying for the wall. The coal jobs, they're not coming back. He's taking a salary. Your health care is going to cost more. He's not showing us his taxes like he said he would. Obama didn't tap his phones. Your taxes aren't getting cut. Only corporation taxes are getting cut from 35% to 15%. His crowd wasn't bigger. He's not draining the swamps. 3 million illegal Mexicans didn't vote. He didn't have a secret plan for ISIS. He collaborated with Russian hackers. Bottom line is, the president hasn't told us the truth, and I really, really wanted him to be a great president for the sake of our country, folks. No matter anything. Forget party lines. You got to put country before party. And right now, the country is in chaos. That is just my personal opinion. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing and MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. First, an hour of boxing and MMA on Saturday, 2 hours of boxing and MMA on Sunday. Now, May the 27th, showtime, 5 p.m. in the East, 2 o'clock from the West. Live from the UK, the IBF welterweight title, Kell Brook, once beaten lad, 28-1 in the lead, taking on unbeaten Errol Spence. These guys are going to rock and roll at 147 pounds next Saturday, May 27th, showtime, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, live from the UK. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, you're tuned to Sports Byline.